This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says government is committed to eliminating caste-based discrimination and communalism. National Human Rights Commission urges the government for sufficient investment and adequate legislative provisions to safeguard the rights and welfare of migrant workers. Sudur Pashim Royals enter finals of Nepal Premier League, Karnali Yaks taking on Biratnagar Bulls in Qualifier 2 of NPL today. And South Korean President fails to show up before corruption watchdog over martial law fiasco. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says the government is committed to eliminating caste-based discrimination, untouchability and communalism during his address to a program organized on the occasion of the 37th Establishment Day of Society for the Liberation of Oppressed Castes in Kathmandu yesterday. Prime Minister Oli pledged to amend the existing laws for banishing caste-based discrimination. On a different note, the Prime Minister reiterated that the new coalition government was formed for political stability and good governance. Furthermore, the Prime Minister claimed that the CPN-UML and the Nepali Congress were moving ahead with the single goal of social reform. Also speaking on the occasion, Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deoba called for adhering to the constitution, laws and social reform to ensure the equality of the castes. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has urged the government for sufficient investment and adequate legislative provisions to safeguard the rights and welfare of migrant workers. Issuing a press statement on International Migrants Day yesterday, the commission called on the government to address the current labor migration issues through enabling policies and legislation. The National Human Rights Commission also urged the government and all concerned stakeholders to take initiatives for a safe, regular and orderly migration as well as to protect the rights of female domestic workers abroad. President Ramchandra Paudil has appointed Nepal's resident ambassador to India and Malaysia. The president appointed Dr. Shankar Prasad Sharma as the resident ambassador of Nepal to India and Dr. Netra Prasad Timsina as the resident ambassador of Nepal to Malaysia. The office of the president said the head of the state made the appointments on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba has stressed the need for a feminist foreign policy to ensure equality and rights of all minority groups. Addressing a panel on LGBTQI+ in feminist foreign policy at the Equal Rights Coalition Conference in Berlin, Germany, the Foreign Affairs Minister called for a feminist foreign policy to ensure inclusivity, justice and reconciliation. Minister Dr. Rana also highlighted Nepal's significant achievements in ensuring inclusion and the rights of LGBTQI plus community. Minister Rana was on a visit to Germany to participate in the 2024 conference of the Equal Rights Coalition following her visit to Brussels, Belgium, The Hague, Netherlands and Luxembourg. Minister Dr. Rana left Berlin for New Delhi, India yesterday afternoon. Ambassador of the United Arab Emirates to Nepal, Abdullah Al-Samsi, paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli at Balwatar yesterday. During the meeting, Ambassador Al-Samsi conveyed an invitation from the Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al-Maktoum, Vice President and Prime Minister of the UAE and the ruler of Dubai, for Prime Minister Oli to participate in the World Government Summit scheduled to take place in Dubai in the second week of February. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudil has urged the government of Qatar to help in infrastructure development of Kanti Children's Hospital. During a meeting with the ambassador of Qatar to Nepal, Misal bin Muhammad Ali Al Ansari yesterday, Minister Paudil said he expected support from the government of Qatar in the physical infrastructure construction of the hospital. According to the personal secretariat of the health minister, the Qatari ambassador has expressed commitment to provide possible support to expand areas of mutual cooperation, adding that his country has kept Nepal as its priority for cooperation. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithivi Subba Gurung has urged the public not to be misled by the misinterpretation that the coalition government will topple. stating that the two biggest parties in the parliament, the Nepali Congress and the CPN-UML, have come together to end the national crisis, Minister Gurung assured the public of the stability of the incumbent government. Addressing an event organized to mark the 57th anniversary of Birbhakti Secondary School at Tarkughat of Rainos Municipality in Lamjung yesterday, Minister Gurung reiterated that the coalition government will remain intact. Chief Justice Prakash Man Singh Raut has said that credibility and transparency were needed to keep the dignity of the judiciary. At a program organized yesterday on the 34th Establishment Day of the Judicial Council, the Chief Justice said all should work in a credible and transparent manner to uplift public trust towards the court. Member of the Council, Ram Prasad Bhandari, Attorney General Ramesh Badal, President of Nepal Bar Association, Gopal Krishna Ghimire, and other speakers also expressed their views at the event. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security, Sarat Singh Bhandari, has stressed the need for utilising skills and capital earned in the course of foreign employment for the nation's development. During his address to a programme organised by Tribhuvan University and the International Organisation for Migration, IOM, on the occasion of International Migrants Day in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Bhandari informed that the Internal Employment Division has been set up at the Ministry for the Promotion of Domestic Employment. The newly appointed executive chairperson of the Public Service Broadcasting Agency, Dr. Mahendra Bista, has called for careful planning to ensure the long-term success of public service broadcasting. Addressing a separate programs organized in Radio Nepal and Nepal Television yesterday, executive chairperson Dr. Bista instructed employees to work with new enthusiasm for transformation in content and technology of the public service broadcaster. He also urged all employees to work together to make PSB a transparent, efficient and successful institution that would serve the public with integrity. Now, some sports news update. Kornali Yaks has reached the second qualifier of the Nepal Premier League NPL T20 cricket tournament, defeating Chitwan Rhinos by 21 runs in the eliminator game played at the TU cricket ground yesterday. Chasing a 176-run target to win posted by Kornali Yaks, Chitwan Rhinos were eliminated to 154 runs in the allotted 20 overs at the loss of 9 wickets. With this win, Kornali will play against Sudhir Pashim Royals, which defeated Janakpur Bolts in the first qualifier of the league. In the qualifier game yesterday, Sudhir Pashim Royals defeated Janakpur Bolts by 8 wickets and entered the final of the NPL. Sudhir Pashim Royals chased the target of 140 runs in the 18.3 overs at the loss of 2 wickets. Now, Janakpur Bolts and Kornali Yaks will face each other today in the qualifier 2 of the NPL. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for International News Update. South Korea's impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol failed to appear before the country's corruption watchdog on Wednesday after he was summoned for questioning over his martial law bid. According to AFP news agency, investigators from Corruption Investigation Office had summoned him to their facility in suburban Seoul at 10 a.m. local time for questioning over charges of insurrection and abuse of power. Yoon's legal team on Tuesday had claimed he did not commit insurrection and has vowed to fight the charge in court. The court on Wednesday ordered Yoon to submit the martial law decree he issued 2 weeks ago, as well as the records of cabinet meetings held directly before and after the announcement. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the general influence of westerly winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi and Gandaki province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 5 degrees Celsius and it is expected to hover around 3 to 5 degrees Celsius today. And the maximum temperature is recorded as 19.8 degrees Celsius and it is expected to hover around 18 to 20 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says government is committed to eliminating caste-based discrimination and communalism. National Human Rights Commission urges the government for sufficient investment and adequate legislative provisions to safeguard the rights and welfare of migrant workers. Sudarpashchim Royals enter finals of Nepal Premier League, Karnali Yaks taking on Janakpur Bolts in qualifier 2 of NPL today. And South Korean president fails to show up before corruption watchdog over martial law fiasco. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.